Chapter 4. Human Nature Through a Capitalist Lens. What's most remarkable about the concentration of economic power in the hands of a few corporate players in each industry is how little public angst it has generated, at least in the United States, over the course of the 19th and 20th centuries. While the labor union's struggles against corporate power were bitterly fought, they never attracted a majority of the workforce to their cause. Although there have also been occasional populist uprisings challenging the unbridled corporate control exercised over the economic life of society, the most recent being the Occupy movement, with its rallying cry of the 99% versus the 1%, such outbursts have generally been few and far between, and led to only mild regulatory reforms that did little to curb the concentration of power. To some extent, the criticism was muted because these large, vertically integrated corporate enterprises succeeded in bringing ever cheaper products and services to the market, spawned millions of jobs, and improved the standard of living of working people throughout the industrial world. There is, however, an additional and more subtle factor at play that has proven to be every bit as effective in dampening potential public opposition. The first and second industrial revolutions brought with them an all-encompassing worldview that legitimized the economic system by suggesting that its workings are a reflection of the way nature itself is organized, and therefore unimpeachable. Rethinking Salvation. The practice of legitimizing economic paradigms by creating grand cosmological narratives to accompany them is an age-old practice. Contemporary historians point to St. Thomas Aquinas's description of creation as a great chain of being during the feudal era, as a good example of the process of framing a cosmology that legitimizes the existing social order. Aquinas argued that the proper workings of nature depend on a labyrinth of obligations among God's creatures. While each creature differs in intellect and capabilities, the diversity and inequality is essential to the orderly functioning of the overall system. If all creatures were equal, St. Thomas reasoned, then they could not act for the advantage of others. By making each creature different, God established a hierarchy of obligations in nature that, if faithfully carried out, allowed the creation to flourish. St. Thomas's description of God's creation bears a striking resemblance to the